Well, hello, hello. It is good to see you again, and welcome back to Through the Wealth Lens. I am your moderator, Ryan Ruff. It's great to be back with you all today. And as always, I'll be joined by the stars of our show, and that's Mr. Hannes Grasher, International Private Wealth Advisor over at UBS, as well as a fellow UBS advisor in Max Grasher. And today we're going to be diving into a very, very important topic surrounding asset protection, right? Building that proverbial wall around your wealth. So we're going to be talking about this wall and, of course, some different strategies that will help stop others from unjustly taking or attacking the wealth that you have worked so hard to accumulate in your life. But here's the thing. Asset protection strategies can be particularly tricky stuff. And we're going to be examining on today's show five different asset protection mistakes that, boy, can they have the potential to blow up if they are not executed well. And then also we're going to talk about how to sidestep those mistakes so that that proverbial wall can stay intact for you around your wealth. But before we get into the nitty gritty of everything, let's go ahead and say hi to the guys. Hannes and Max, it's good to see you guys this morning. How are you doing?
Hey, Ryan, it's good to be back. Thanks for having us, Ryan.
Of course, guys. Topic of the day, asset protection or wealth protection in a more general sense. Guys, why don't you start by just helping us understand the overall importance for families and individuals to be considering this area in particular when it comes to their wealth planning as a whole.
Sure, Ryan. So if you've got substantial assets, you may be more likely to be targeted by lawsuits because of your accomplishments. So that can be especially true if you're a highly compensated professional athlete. Those that play at the top level of their respective sport, or even high-profile rookies coming into the league, receive contracts for millions of dollars. And that information is often made public. So, I mean, you have journalists like Adam Schefter for the NFL and Adrian Wojnarowski, who reports on the NBA. They release those details almost as soon as they're signed on social media platforms like Instagram. But that said, anyone can be sued, right? And even when a lawsuit is unfounded, as is often the case, it can result in financial losses, along with considerable aggravation and stress. So that's why it's so important to create barriers to protect your wealth.
All right, Max, and you mentioned this idea of barriers. What are we talking about when it comes to barriers, and what does asset protection as a concept truly involve?
Well, Ryan, asset protection planning can be very diverse. Essentially, it employs legally accepted concepts and strategies, as well as specific financial products to ensure a person's wealth is not unjustly taken from him or her. The goal is to motivate litigants and creditors to settle amicably. Well-done asset protection planning can even be an effective way to avoid litigation entirely. Now, it's really important to understand that asset protection planning is not about hiding your assets or avoid paying taxes or defrauding creditors. It's a legitimate subspecialty. Let me take that over. Now, it's really important to understand that asset protection planning is not about hiding your assets or avoid paying taxes or defrauding creditors. It's a legitimate subspecialty of wealth planning. But asset protection can be super tricky. Make the wrong move knowingly or accidentally, and you can easily blow up the wall you're trying to build around your wealth.
Of course, and that's the last thing anybody wants, right, Hannes? So when we're talking about these wrong moves, that's really the topic today. We're going to be identifying these different mistakes. What is one wrong move that can really derail someone's asset protection strategies?
So, Ryan, there are a few major mistakes that we commonly see made when the affluent engage in asset protection efforts. One of the biggest trends to be starting asset protection planning after you're aware that you can be sued. So while there are quite a few ways to protect your wealth, they tend to be ineffectual if they're done too late. Moving assets around after you're aware of a claim can be made against you into a trust, for example, and you'll learn a new vocabulary term, fraudulent conveyance. When that happens, your strategy will likely be reversed by the courts. So there might be actual fraud, which involves intent and occurs when someone transfers assets to a person they can strongly influence, resulting in not having any resources to pay creditors. Still, the person informally maintains control of the assets, or there might be what's called constructive fraud, which is about the economics of the transfer of assets, not the intent. if the asset transfer was done relatively quickly when the person was in a financially distressed situation, it might be considered constructive fraud. For example, look at former tennis great Boris Becker. So he declared bankruptcy back in 2017 and shortly after transferred hundreds of thousands of dollars to his ex-wife and his current estranged wife to move the assets out from his own name. The courts recognized this. It was a clear case of fraudulent conveyance, and he was sentenced to jail time in the United Kingdom. So the way to avoid this mistake is to engage in asset protection planning as early as possible. Without question, you want to do asset protection planning before you need the protection.
Sure, just like an insurance policy of sorts. But let's move to the next kind of slip up that you guys see. Hannes, what's another mistake that folks often make when it comes to protecting their assets overall?
Yeah, Ryan, I'd say mistake number two is not having enough liability insurance in place. And so part of effective asset protection planning is ensuring you have the right kinds and amounts of liability insurance. Most people could, for instance, significantly benefit from larger umbrella liability policies. They don't think of this, however, and neither do their insurance brokers. For professional athletes, a number of the properties they own make umbrella policies even more important. These properties will often have pools, host large parties, and employ regular household staff to maintain the abode. If an accident happens with the house, guest, or the staff, the athlete becomes liable, whether it was his fault or not. We also see that many accomplished business owners have some substandard general liability coverage. So a good number of these business owners might also benefit from higher quality and more customized directors and officers liability coverage. Now, the good news here is that liability insurance is relatively inexpensive, generally speaking. After avoiding lawsuits, generally beyond our control, it can be considered the first line of defense in an asset protection plan. Therefore, periodically stress testing your liability coverage is usually a really smart move, so you can uncover and correct any gaps in coverage that may exist.
No, that's a good point, Hannes. Take a look at that liability insurance there, folks. Max, what else do you see in terms of these things that people should be on the lookout for with asset protection planning? Anything with regard to maybe, let's say, even conversations they can have with their wealth manager?
So coordination is key, Ryan. A big common mistake that athletes and people in general generally make is failing to approach asset protection planning in coordination with your other wealth planning efforts. So comprehensive wealth planning encompasses really a variety of specialized areas, including estate planning, income tax planning, and yes, asset protection planning. While it's possible to engage in these types of planning independently of each other, there are often considerable benefits to thinking about your planning holistically, so that all of the components of your financial life work together in concert seamlessly. Very often, a holistic approach to wealth planning enables you to understand the trade-offs you're making, as well as any risks that you might otherwise overlook. So for example, gifting money to heirs may be a good estate planning solution in your situation, but it might also be considered a fraudulent conveyance when it comes to asset protection. By approaching your planning as comprehensive wealth planning instead of piecemeal planning focused on one area, you'll often end up with solutions that work best for you and your loved ones. And those are the ones that are most cost effective. As we've spoken about before on the show, it's really of extreme importance for athletes to assemble the right team of trusted advisors from the early stages of their careers. Just like we recommend when business owner clients are preparing to sell a business, the athlete's manager, agent, financial advisor, CPA, attorneys, insurance advisor, and any other key professional should be engaged before that big contract is signed, so everyone is on the same page in terms of the plan from start to finish. You want professionals who know what they're doing. Even one person who is unqualified or not looking out for the best interests of the athlete can derail an entire plan or strategy. So this is one of the other big mistakes that we see, not trusting or using the right professionals. So there are a lot of professionals who profess expertise when it comes to asset protection planning. The trouble is not all of them are very adept. Some know just enough about asset protection strategies to get themselves and you in trouble. Others might prey on your fear of litigation and deliver ineffectual asset protection solutions or solutions you don't really need. In order for you to get the optimal benefits of asset protection planning that you may seek, you need to work with a true authority in the field. For example, someone who is recognized by other financial professionals as an expert on asset protection planning.
No, this is a really great point. And how many times have we talked about this concept on this show, guys? This idea of leveraging that virtual family office, working with a team of professionals to make sure everybody's on the same page, and that having that coordinated efforts to plan your wealth, to build your asset protection plan, to really address the gambit of different financial concerns that are out there for folks. Really good point there, Max. Guys, what about the fifth mistake that we're going to round out today's show with? What do you see on this front?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So another big problem is when you engage in asset protection planning, but don't understand what you did or why you did it. If you cannot explain the intended results of your asset protection planning and why you did what you did, I'm talking at a big picture level, there's a good chance your planning will not deliver the protection you seek. In legal depositions, for example, there's a strong possibility a court will become suspicious and set aside asset transfers if you cannot explain the what and why driving them. Of course, asset protection planning can become quite complicated because of the complexity of a person's financial and personal situation, but you don't need to be an expert on the strategies and financial products. However, you should be able to explain in broad terms the reasoning behind the actions taken. And this is also where financial literacy and education comes into play, as another topic we have discussed in the past. We often recommend that professional athletes start as soon as possible when it comes to learning the basic concepts of budgeting, paying taxes on different assets, risk versus reward when investing, diversification, and so on. To those close to the athletes, such as parents or trusted advisors, should have a decent understanding of these concepts too.
Absolutely, guys. And there was a comment mentioned earlier in the episode about stress testing. So for our audience that's a little unfamiliar with this idea of stress testing, what does that process involve? And really, how does it help people avoid those mistakes specifically with regard to asset protection strategies?
Yeah, it's really one of the basic and first steps that we take when we're talking about and trying to discover a client's financial situation. And so if you are unsure of how well your wealth is safeguarded from frivolous or unfounded lawsuits, consider stress testing your current plan. Basically, the process of stress testing your asset protection plan is composed of four steps. The first step involves determining your high probability significant risks. What is likely to happen? And if a risk is likely to happen, how detrimental will it be to you? Then the issue is to decide how concerned you are about these risks. This may involve balancing different needs, wants, and trepidations. For example, you might decide to take a major decision-making role in a medical company delivering cutting-edge experimental treatments. If you are sure of the quality and viability of the treatments, your concern about lawsuits might not be high. Next, you and an asset protection specialist evaluate your current asset protection plan. An analysis is done incorporating high probability significant risks, your concerns, and what you have in place to protect your wealth. Based on the outcome of this analysis, you decide on the next steps. Actions can range from not making any changes at all to making dramatic changes.
No, of course they can, Hannes. And folks, we've done multiple deep dives into the stress testing process in prior episodes here on the show. So if you'd like a deeper analysis on that concept, feel free to head back and check out a prior episode where we do that. But guys, this has been a really beneficial conversation for folks today. I think we left a lot of considerations out there in terms of these mistakes that they want to avoid when it comes to asset protection planning, because boy, can asset protection planning be such a beneficial part of the wealth planning process overall. But for anybody out there that might have additional questions regarding their unique circumstances and would really benefit from just opening up a conversation with you guys, Hannes, what would be the best way they can get in touch with you and your team to, like I said, just open up that dialogue?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you haven't done a stress test or you haven't reviewed your financial plans in, you know, several years, it's probably a good idea. And we can perform these financial stress tests. And the best way to get in touch with us is to call us at 212-713-8952 or just send us an email to get in touch with us at hannes.grosher@ubs.com.
Fantastic. Well, gentlemen, look, I know you guys have a busy schedule ahead of you today, so I'll let you get back to that and serve your clients best. But I appreciate you being with me here this morning and diving into a pretty big topic that I think a lot of folks, sure, we've talked about the benefits of asset protection. But yes, because there's a lot of moving variables within this, there are some mistakes that you want to make sure you avoid along the way. And I think we left a lot of value there on the table. So appreciate you guys and looking forward to being back on the next one with you.
See you soon, Ryan.
See you later, Ryan.
Of course, guys. And hey, look, we want to take one final second here to thank you, our audience, for stopping by and spending some time with us here today. If you took anything away from today's discussion, you benefited from it in any way, shape, or form, always make sure you hit that subscribe button or make sure you are subscribed to the show on whichever platform you checked us out on today so you don't miss out on another great episode where we unpack these different wealth management related topics so that you can have some considerations for your own financial world that could leave you better for it on the other side. Before Hannes and Max, I'm Ryan. We're going to go ahead and say so long now, but we appreciate you stopping by and being with us on Through the Wealth Lens. This communication is intended to be used for educational purposes only and does not constitute a solicitation to purchase any security, insurance, or advisory service. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. An investment in any security involves significant risks, and any investment may lose value. Refer to all risk disclosures related to each security product carefully before investing. This commentary is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. The views and opinions expressed may not be officially those of UBS Financial Services Incorporated, and the firm does not verify nor guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information presented. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services Incorporated offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC registered broker dealer. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that clients understand the ways in which we conduct business, that they carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide to them about the products and services we offer. For more information, please review the PDF document at ubs.com/relationship summary.